Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. We are in tough times, coming out of tough times, and we're going into what hopefully will be a return to new normal. And if your business, your community, your leadership, your family is still having a hard time, well, I've got good news for you. A young man who is the father of soon-to-be two kids, he has one right now, he's the owner of two businesses with me, he's been an absolute lion leader in his community, is going to come along and share with you what's working, what's not working for all businesses everywhere. And for leadership, he's leading in his church, again, in his community, and he's doing things and lifting himself up. And I know that by going through this trial by fire, he will be stronger ahead. And the best news is he's going to show you how to get there too. My name is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I'm bringing on my business partner from our Fit Body Bootcamp locations in Charleston, Mount Pleasant area, and Greenville, South Carolina. And Daniel's going to share leadership lessons and the reopening plan for all businesses going ahead, not just his own businesses, but for all businesses. So you're going to love this show. And I want to introduce you to a young man that's going to inspire you. And you're going to say, wow, I can't believe that this young man is doing that. Makes me want to go and do great work too. Okay, so let's get ready for the show with Daniel Woodrum, one of my assistant coaches and my business partner. Daniel, my man, welcome to the show. Is this the first time I've had you on or a second?
I think this is the second time I've been on the podcast with you, Craig.
Yeah, we've done so many Zooms and so many live videos for so many people around the world in so many different areas that I forget. It's hard to keep track. Now, you know, the thing that we want to help every listener with, and it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or not, is becoming a better leader for your family, your community, your business, your team in these crazy trying times. And so, again, it doesn't matter. Well, also your church, your sporting organizations. It doesn't matter what you are having to deal with in these trying times. Daniel, you have some really, really powerful lessons. So just a quick backdrop. Who are you leading in your community? What are the types of people that you're leading? And then on our team and then your family as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, I mean, you know, in my community, as far as a leader is concerned, you know, we are part of a church. We're part of a small group. So I am leading a small group with our church. A lot of their young couples. Obviously, within our team, I am leading. We've got 10 staff members between two locations. We've got close to 400 clients between both of our locations. And then obviously we have our coaching clients, Craig, that we work with that I've been leading during these trying times. And then of course, my family, my wife, I have a 2-year-old daughter, and then we are expecting a little boy in about 3 to 4 weeks now. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. You got a name picked out?
We do. Banks.
Banks. Oh, that's going to be awesome, man. Now, Okay, I got a question for you. Going back to the church stuff, how has your church adapted to this? And then how are you leading people at this time?
Yeah, so obviously our church now, we're actually part of Seacoast. It's a massive church here in our actually we're the head location here. They have, I mean, hundreds of locations throughout the United States. So everything now is moved online virtually. So they're just running the sermons online. And then obviously with the small groups, we are doing everything through Zoom, which I have become very familiar with over the last 8 weeks.
Okay, so Daniel, now going into the Zoom leadership you have provided, but also the leadership that you have seen others do, such our friend Bedros Koulian, and you know myself, there's a couple of things that you said you've learned from me during this. What do you see as being the characteristics of successful leaders through these trying times?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is being proactive. You know, I've just seen through coaching clients and other owner friends that I have that so many business owners and entrepreneurs, they've lost clients, they've lost staff. Unfortunately, some of them even had to lose their entire business because they were not proactive enough, you know, from the jump of all this. You know, maybe some didn't take the actual virus serious enough. Some maybe just did not pivot quickly enough, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And then some simply probably just didn't want to face this head on. And, you know, they retracted instead of what I like to call leaning into the adversity. You know, so, you know, Craig, something that I've, you know, give you so much credit for is you were ahead of this so much farther than anybody else. I mean, you had emailed me a couple of months before this even came to the States and said, hey, you know, the coronavirus, it's going to affect our business. You need to go ahead and start being proactive and thinking about a game plan moving forward. And so through your advice, you know, we were able to shut down weeks before any other gyms in our area shut down, which allowed us to get ahead of, you know, many roadblocks, overcome many obstacles before they really hit us. And honestly, we're able to capture a lot of new prospects simply by moving quicker than our competitors. I remember the day we shut down, Craig, it was Monday, March 16th. And, you know, we had planned on being open that week. The first few classes that came in, our clients, it just didn't feel right. They wanted to be there to work out, but they just didn't feel like they were in a safe environment. And I remember emailing you, Craig, I think that Monday morning, saying, hey, I think we're going to shut down on Wednesday. It just doesn't feel right. And you said, shut down now. Do not wait until Wednesday. And so, you know, we took your advice. We shut down within 2 hours, communicated with our team, with our clients. And then within those 48 hours, we were able to move everything online. So I think just by being proactive, we were really able to get ahead of this and set ourselves up for success, you know, during this past, I guess, 8 weeks now. So being proactive is definitely one big thing. I think another key characteristic is just being a great communicator. You know, I've always taken pride in being a great communicator when it comes to our clients and our staff and our community. But even I've had to, you know, 10x our communication as it relates to our business and our team. You know, I think the past 8 weeks, just think about how many people are living in fear, uncertainty, probably confusion because they're hearing so many different mixed messages. And so since day one of us shutting down our locations, we've just been very upfront. We've been honest. We've been communicating with our entire organization daily and multiple times daily. So whether it's emails, it could be we have a private Facebook group, which we've been very active on, you know, text messaging, simply phone calls, calling our clients, checking on them, letting them know what's going on, seeing if there's anything that we can do to provide more value and service to them. So, you know, you pretty much, you name it.
Say to somebody that's been kind of not communicating and not proactive, and they're seeing their business go down, like they probably want to run and hide and run even more from this, or even in their families or their community, if they haven't been communicating, what's like the simplest way to get the communication started so that, again, you fill people's heads with the truth rather than the false? And this goes for both sides of the political coin, the negativity and the BS that's coming from both sides. How do you replace that in somebody's head with your own message that's positive, full of hope, life, and optimism, but also realism?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, first of all, like, you know, one of our coaching clients, Craig, I think he talked to us both and said that he was putting off sending a simple email to his clients for over a week. And I told him, like, look, the more you put this off, the harder it is going to be, right? You're making it more and more difficult. Your clients are waiting to hear from you. And the more you put it off, the more uncertainty you are creating for them. So you just need to get over that hump. You just need to simply write them an email. Be open in front with them, be optimistic, be positive with them, but also let them know what is going on and how you are going to be able to control what you provide to them with your services and the value and providing solutions to their problems. And that's all you need to do. And then you're going to get great reaction on that. And if you do happen to get a few emails or texts or phone calls from unhappy clients for whatever reason, you can deal with those as they come along. But I think you'd said this, Craig, like you're basically creating problems that aren't even in existence.
Yeah. And if you think that there's not going to be a negative email coming in, if you think that you're going to get through this without stress or hassle, it's crazy because there's a lot of things we can't control. A lot of, you know, our people that could once easily afford for anything that you offered, you know, they got their entire life wiped out from them, whether it was stock market plus job loss or just one of those two and maybe the entire family. I mean, these are unprecedented times and it is difficult to imagine why you would run away from this stuff. You have to lean into it. And we've seen this so well from Bedros, from you. And we've seen other gyms do the stupidest things. Like one company, one huge chain shut down all billing. So it meant that their gym owners, the people who own this franchise, were not even able to pivot and try a new offer. They just weren't allowed to bill at all. Now, they shouldn't have billed people that weren't getting any value, but if they were able to provide value and communicate with people, they could have stayed alive. So talk about the power of using a pivot in your business and how it's going to help us come out stronger the other side.
Yeah, it's funny because I mean, I never really heard the word pivot before, I guess, or, you know, you've heard it, but I never really used
basketball
it besides maybe playing basketball, right? Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, obviously during this pandemic, like we've had to pivot our business. And so it's certainly been in my vocabulary a lot the last 8 weeks. And, you know, before we ever made the decision to temporarily shut down our doors, we'd already made the decision. We'd already talked about it because of your guidance, Craig, that we were going to move everything online, completely online. And so, like I said, with, you know, we shut our doors down on Monday. Within 48 hours, we communicate with everybody and we had pivoted online and created a 14-day online program just to get us started. I knew it would not be perfect, right? But I took imperfect action. I knew that we'd figure things out as we went, but I knew that I needed to pivot as quickly as possible and go ahead and get it out there so that our clients would have some sense of certainty what this virtual gym is going to look like for them. And so obviously we had a few hiccups, but it went about as smoothly as it possibly could, you know, under the circumstances that we were facing. And, you know, while it was much easier for me to pivot my business online because we are group training. So literally everything we've done in the gym, we tried to replicate in our virtual gym. But there's also plenty of other examples of people and owners who have created and pivoted. So there's an example, and I actually saw this on the news. They got a lot of publicity. There was a local dry cleaning store in my town that they pivoted and started making masks for local hospitals. And they were during this news segment, the owner, the lady was talking about how they were able to keep all their employees and pay their employees for making these masks. And then they were turned around and selling these masks. And so that's just, to me, that's like the pure definition of pivoting. While, you know, it was a little bit easier for our business to pivot, there's certainly a lot of examples out there of other people who have been able to pivot and still create a revenue stream, keep their employees on payroll, and still add value to the world when everyone needs it right now.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see people run in the direction of trouble and some people run away from it and really just, I don't know where they think they're going to get by running away, and it's unfortunate. So everybody listening, if you're on the fence and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to try and hide this one out. No, if you lean into it, you're going to learn and grow. And I know that this is setting you up, Daniel. I mean, this is going to be one of the hardest challenges you ever have in your life. And having gone through this trial by fire and, you know, this crash course in leadership, well, how great is this going to make you for all the future endeavors when you, whether you continue to open up multiple gyms or start something new, this is really bringing you stronger. And it also has brought your team and your clients closer together. And I know you have some comedy nights and all this sort of stuff that you're doing on your Facebook group. And we have another friend, another client of mine, Ryan Obernesser, who's doing live concerts and he's really having traction there. So what are you doing that's bringing people together? And what can you take away from this to keep the momentum once you open back up? And everybody listening, if they become good at communication and good at being proactive, how's it going to help them in the future?
Yeah, I mean, so that's a great point. So one of the biggest benefits of all this is it's definitely been, you know, building deeper connections and relationships, which we've been able to build with our clients and our team. So if you guys on here don't know, we have two locations and they're about 3.5 hours apart. So our two locations don't really, before all this, didn't really ever get to interact a lot or obviously see each other in normal circumstances. You know, but with this virtual gym, we basically combined both of our teams and have been coaching the other location. So our clients from each location have been able to meet and connect with our other coaches at the other location virtually. Obviously, our clients as well have been able to connect with other clients from the other location. And so it's really just helped us build this deeper bond and connection that's been, you know, it's been truly incredible. And, you know, even with virtual staff meetings. So, you know, when we're operating as normal, we would have a staff meeting at least once per month, but they were individually at each location. But now we're doing a virtual staff meeting and bringing both teams together. So I can't tell you how many of our coaches have reached out and said, I've loved being able to get to know the other coach at the other location. It's really just helped me appreciate what you guys are creating and the people that you have on your staff. And so that's just been something extremely special. And like Craig said, with our private Facebook group, I mean, oh my gosh, we've been doing, you know, comedy nights, We had everybody cook dinner one night and share what they were cooking, and we all ate together on Zoom. We did a scavenger hunt night with both locations. So just we're in the business of relationships, and I cannot tell you the closeness that we've been able to build because of these circumstances, that it's actually become a blessing in disguise. So, you know, for those of you guys who are able to build deeper connections, I want you to think about how can you continue to create this once you open your doors back up? What can you take from this that you have learned with these connections, these bonds, your relationships, and how can you use that momentum moving forward and add it into your new business or whatever that looks like, you know, 8 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, when you do open back up your business?
Who has surprised you to the upside, and what have been the additional surprises to the upside where you're like, wow, I can't believe this came from that. Or I can't believe this person stepped into this role and is going to the next level here. I always knew that they were capable of more, but wow, they have just been incredible. And have there been any commonalities here, and how can someone listening to this foster it?
Yeah, honestly, if I had to say, I mean, obviously all our coaches have really stepped up. But our two managers, Jessica and Jackson, what they have done has just been incredible. Obviously, I've been trying to lead them from the top, but I've also given them a lot of ownership and a lot of responsibility and said, hey, I want you to figure these things out. You know, at the beginning, they were emailing me all these questions from clients and said, hey, you have the authority, you have the knowledge to make these decisions. I want you to make them. If it happens to be the wrong decision, we can, you know, we can meet together and figure out how we can make a better decision next time. But I think just giving them more of the responsibility and the confidence to make these decisions, it's really helped them blossom into better leaders. And I know that is going to translate when we open our doors again.
Okay. Very, 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 very cool, man. Awesome stuff. Now, what have you been able to improve on during this time? So, you know, everybody thinks, oh, all businesses are going down. Well, not all businesses are going down, and some areas are growing really rapidly. So what are a couple areas where you've been able to improve yourself and improve and have the team improve so that when things get a little closer to normal and when things get a lot closer to normal, even if it's 12 months from now, what are we going to have some growth in there?
Yeah, I definitely think one of the things that comes to mind is supplement sales. So we started selling supplements in our locations about, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago. And we are part of FitBody franchise. And so they came out with their own supplement line, which is it's been amazing. But we kind of slowly transitioned to this. And once we shut down our doors about 8 weeks ago, I said, hey, like, we need to really step up our supplement game. Because I know that our clients are struggling a lot right now at home with nutrition, eating out of stress, anxiety. So we just started really posting a lot more videos. We posted videos of our coaches and ourselves actually using the product as social proof. We shared testimonials from clients who were already using the supplements that they had bought when we first started selling these 3 or 4 months ago, and kind of shared how it's helped them out. And then obviously we also ran a few specials just to incentivize our clients to take more action. And we have made more sales in the last 3 to 4 weeks than we did the first 3 months of selling them. And it just helped me realize that we were going way too slow anyways in selling these supplements. And so it's been a blessing in disguise, because now I know what it looks like to sell these supplements. And I know that once we open back our doors, we're going to be able to triple these supplement sales, which is obviously going to add more revenue, get better results for our clients. And it's just a downward or upward spiral. So that would be one thing that I would definitely recommend. And, you know, think about too, guys, like, if you're a hairdresser, right, and you're still shut down, like, if you have products, hair products, like, make videos of these hair products, use these hair products and selling them. I mean, if you're a jewelry store, like, you have jewelry, do a Facebook Live pop-up shop, you know, and have people buy them, and then you ship them to their house. Like, there's ways that you can find opportunities to make more revenue in your business, even during these tough times. And who knows, you probably can use this as momentum once you do open back up and still keep this revenue stream going. So supplement sales was definitely a big thing. I think another thing for us, Craig, is just coaching. I think our coaching has really upgraded, because we've been able to see our coaches coach more because we're doing these virtual workouts. So we've, you know, Craig, we've always talked about the power of feedback, but we've really stepped up with our feedback, with our coaches, letting them know what they did well each workout, what they can improve upon each workout, and holding them more accountable and making our coaches take some of the other coaches' virtual classes so we can all get better and all learn different styles and different strategies and techniques from these coaches. So definitely our coaching has highly been upgraded. And then I think just the use of technology. I mean, I am not a tech savvy guy whatsoever, but obviously with the shutdown, I've certainly required me to be a bit more tech savvy. So with Zoom, obviously, like these Zoom virtual meetings have been incredible. So what we're going to do is now we're going to start doing, I think there's really power in doing weekly staff meetings. So we're going to do the first weekly staff meeting of each month in the gym. And then the next three of the month, we're going to do virtually and bring both staff meetings or both locations together for the staff meeting. So I definitely think there's been a lot of power in Zoom and some of these technologies that we'd had to step up on that we can streamline and make everything easier once we do open the doors as well.
Yeah. So you think that you've improved the coaching of your team. Now you've also started getting more coaching. So how have your mentors helped you through this, both the FitBody headquarters and myself and anybody else you're getting coaching from, even in personal life, maybe in the church or whatever it is? And what would you recommend to somebody who's looking for a coach? What should they do, or a mentor?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as looking for a mentor or coach, I think you just need to find someone who has been where you want to go. Find someone that is currently doing what you want to do, has been there, that I still think it's important that they're still, you know, in the trenches, they're still practicing what they preach, obviously. And find someone that you can connect with. I mean, there's a lot of great coaches and mentors out there, but you also have to make sure that you find one that you can connect with, but also find one that is going to hold you accountable. Like that's why I've loved working with Craig the last 10 or 12 years. Like, you know, we built a great relationship together, but I also know that he's going to tell me the truth. He's not going to tell me what I want to hear. He's going to tell me what I need to hear. And so he's always challenging me. Like if I send him an update and it's a great update, he's always like, he obviously praises me, right? But Craig also says, hey, like, here's what you can do better. Here's the next step. So he's always forcing me to step out of my comfort zone. And I think that's been the greatest benefit of having, you know, Craig and Bedros. They're always just forcing me and challenging me to do more and continue to grow as a business owner and as a leader.
Awesome, man. Now we're growing, you know, you're growing, I'm growing, Bedros is growing, and you've helped so many of our coaching clients grow in the last 8 weeks. What would you say is the biggest struggle that so many of them have had and that you also see in the community, just leadership in general? What is a common struggle or several common struggles, and how do we fix those?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that comes to mind the most is just the lack of decisive decision-making. You know, we sort of already touched on this, but there's so many business owners and entrepreneurs that they've just been crippled by anxiety and fear of making the wrong decision. But in return, they've, you know, made no decision and have done themselves even more harm than by simply making a decision, even if it wasn't maybe the correct one at that time. And so, you know, I just talked about obviously one of our coaching clients who waited a week or two, way too long to send out that email. But you know, your team and your clients, they want to be led by someone who is decisive, who is confident, and who is willing to make those tough decisions. So I just want you guys to really start taking more decisive action, make decisions. Again, use the best resources and knowledge that you have at that time to make the decision, but also be willing to accept the fact that maybe it's not the best decision in that moment, but at least you made a decision, and then you can know next time, or you can course correct and make a better decision in the future. So that would be one thing that I would definitely mention. I think another thing is just letting maybe like one obstacle creep in self-doubts. You know, I'll admit this has even been a challenge for me a little bit during this time, is that, you know, maybe you're having a great few days and there's one day, or maybe you get like, you receive an email and you get three or four holds or cancellations in an hour span, and you start freaking out. You start maybe letting self-doubt creep in. You start second guessing yourself. Maybe you try to make some type of desperation decision that's not the right one. So like for me personally, if I have those moments of weakness or self-doubt, I just try to step back for a brief moment, look at the totality of the situation to keep things in perspective and say, okay, we had three holds or cancellations, you know, in the last day or two. We've still kept over 90% of our client base, right, with hundreds of clients, and realized that this was just a little tiny bump in the road, and I'm going to continue on, you know, doing the best that I can.
Yeah, because, like, what else are you going to do, right? Like, you're not going to quit. You're not going to quit just because you got a little bit of difficulty in your day. It's like if you got a flat tire on the way to somewhere, you wouldn't just like stop living, you know. You gotta keep on going. And at the end of the day, I think my reading of history and philosophy has given me a fair perspective on this, that people have gone through way worse in history, that there's always crazy things going on in history, that we're not special for living through this. And if you look back, you go, wow, World War II, that was really fascinating. Now imagine what those people had to go through for 5 years in Holland and France, and even the people in Germany who started the war and then had to deal with the Allies coming in, the Russians coming in at the end, and all this stuff. Like, if you know what happened there, you'd be like, okay, this is horrible in a way for our family, and maybe somebody got sick, and, you know, God forbid somebody passed away in your family from it. But, you know, people are dealing with all of these things on a regular basis and tough business decisions and all that stuff. And you have to lean into it like a lion leader, which you have done. And what I'm sure you have experienced is by showing up with positive energy, you and I don't realize this because we block out a lot of negative stuff and we don't watch the news and all that sort. Now, of course, people bring it to us and we can't avoid that. But most people just walk around and their entire day is negative, and then they get that one positive message from you and they remember you forever. Now, when your day like yours, Daniel, is like filled with 80% positive stuff, you're like, yeah, you kind of take a little bit of that for granted, but I'm sure you're getting that. And so how would you recommend to our listeners to start showing up consistently and positively for people in their community or in their business so that they're remembered for being that bright light during dark times?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it first starts with you, right? Like, as the leader, if you're not happy, if you're not positive, if you're not optimistic, it's hard to transfer that to other people, right? So, like, it first starts with you. So, I mean, as Craig has taught for years and been one of the biggest things that I do daily is practice gratitude. So, whether you do it in the morning time or in the evening time before bed, you know, simply writing down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for, right? Close your eyes a minute or two, you know, before you go to bed, and just have all these positive thoughts and everything that's happened to you positive that day, which there's a lot of positive things that are still going on. Simply by just practicing gratitude, you're going to naturally be in a happier and a better place. And then you can just simply transfer that and relay that to your clients or your community or your family or your staff. Actually, it's funny you say that, Craig, because I had somebody reach out the other day, a client, and they're like, how are you so positive? Like, all the time, I feel like you're never in a bad mood. And my first comment back was, you know, I truly believe that you're a product of your environment. And so, like, I always try to surround myself with positive people. So like you, Craig, and like friends and family that I know are going to lift me up, and that are going to bring this positive light to me. And so it's hard for me to be in a bad mood most of the time because I'm surrounded by so much positivity, whether it's people face to face or it's people virtually, like you, Craig, and some of my coaching clients. Everyone else inspires me. And so I just try to inspire others through that.
That's fantastic, man. Now, you know, some people would look at the fact that they may still be closed as a super negative, but we're looking on the positive that we're weeks away from reopening. So what are some of the tips that you are following, you know, the rules that you are following in our business to continue growing and preparing for what's about to transpire when we quote unquote reopen?
Yeah, that's another great question. I mean, first, you know, let's say that, and there's probably some, wherever you're at, there's some places that might be, you know, shut down for another 4, 6, maybe even 8 weeks. So you want to continue to, you know, still plan for that reopening phase, but also still stay in the moment and still try to grow your business with the current, you know, situation that it's in. So, you know, for example, like write down 3 to 5 pain points that your clients are facing right now. And maybe those pain points are different than when you were open. So make sure that you're considering these pain points that are currently happening right now with the scope of everything. So write down those 3 to 5 pain points that your clients are facing right now. And then I would recommend writing down, you know, at least 1 to 2 solutions for each of those pain points that you can provide your clients to solve their problems, right? So go out there and solve these problems for your clients, for your community, for your prospects. And not only are you going to make a greater impact, but you're going to be able to bring more people into your funnel and your system, whether you make sales right now or you're setting yourself up for success once you do reopen your doors. So that's one thing that I would definitely recommend doing. Another thing that we actually just did a few days ago is we sent a thank you card and a little gift. Actually, we sent Craig gratitude journals and your Perfect Day formula book to each of our clients, to each of our staff members. So we mailed them out, and I've already had, I think everyone but one coach has responded back and said, "Oh my God, thank you so much for this. Like, this just shows your leadership and shows how much you care about us." And so a small little gesture like that, even if you don't have any money, just write a thank you card. And I promise you it will make their day, and it's just going to help them want to work that much harder for you. And then make sure that you're utilizing your database right now, right? Like all these contacts, you know, Craig has always talked about conversations lead to conversions. So, you know, reach out to your past clients, your prospects, your leads, start a conversation with them. And then those conversations can lead to more business in, whether it's currently or again, once you open back your door, you've already started those conversations and you're going to have an easier time to make those conversions.
Yeah. Again, so you have to stay in touch with people, because if you've been hiding out during all this time and all of a sudden you show up when it's time to do business again, people will know that. And you got to be that bright light. Be that bright light so that the day that everybody starts to, you know, try and get their attention, they're going to go, "Where were you people when I was going through my darkest times?" No, I'm going to the people that supported me. And there still is a great opportunity for so many people to do this. So when it comes to reopening their business, you know, what advice can you give? What advice are you taking from Bedros and Fit Body Bootcamp? You know, he was just on Fox and Friends telling people how to reopen America. So what are you going to do? And what advice are you giving for people to reopen safely, efficiently, and effectively?
Yeah. So I think the number one thing is, and you know, Craig always talks about like leading like a lion, which I love. But also when it is time for you to reopen, I would recommend not jumping right in and day one, we can reopen, just going back in your business and opening back up. We'd already planned on this, but Bedro had just reconfirmed it, is that we're going to wait at least seven. Bedro said, I recommend waiting 7 to 10 days when, you know, the government or the city officials say you can open your doors, to actually open back your doors. And a couple reasons. One is so that you can be more prepared. So communicate with your staff, obviously communicate with your clients, have proper protocols in place. If you need to, you know, put certain sanitizing stations up in your business, whatever your business may be, getting all that set up. And also just getting a pulse for the community, like making sure that people are feeling safe. And just because you can open your doors doesn't mean people are actually going to want to go back to out to your place of business. So just getting a pulse, see what the reaction is like from other businesses, from your community, before you just jump in and open back up. So we definitely plan on waiting at least a full week to open back our doors. I would also go ahead and recommend, you know, figuring out what reopening is going to look like right now. Don't wait until they say you can open back up to start your planning. You need to go ahead and start planning now. So for us, with our locations, we're basically, because we know, you know, we'll typically have anywhere from 15 to 20 people in a class. We know that we're going to have probably at least or less than 10 people in our class. So we are putting little X's on our mats, and we are not going to be doing circuit training anytime soon. Our clients are just going to grab a piece of equipment, whether it's a dumbbell, a kettlebell, med ball, go to their X, and they're going to stay in that same spot the entire time so we can keep our 6 feet of distance, obviously, making sure that people aren't touching equipment right after each other. And then another thing that we're going to have to do is, you know, we were having 15 minutes in between session time. So one class is going in, another class is going out. Now we're going to have at least 30 minutes in between each session so we can get that class out the doors, right? We can go ahead and clean all the equipment, and then we can have the other class come in. And so those two classes are not congregating, you know, in the gym or outside and putting other people at risk. So it's things like that, just being as proactive as possible, thinking about how what your business was like and how certain things are going to have to change, and going ahead and putting those things into place and making sure, most importantly, you have to communicate with your staff. You have to communicate with your clients, and you're probably going to have to train your staff a good bit and to make sure that they follow those proper protocols.
It's almost like you're going to have to do like fire drills, like when you were a kid, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you super excited about for, you know, like, let's say in the fall of 2020, in the spring of 2021, having learned all this stuff, what are you super excited about and ready to get back to and think that there is in terms of opportunity ahead for entrepreneurs of all types?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things. I mean, I think personally, it's going to help me appreciate what I have. You know, like I think sometimes, especially as business owners, we can just be in the day-to-day grind and we can kind of forget, you know, what we've created, how far we've come, you know, what type of impact we're making, you know, to even taking your staff and your clients for granted. Like, you know, you just do it every day. It's just part of your life. And, you know, being away from, obviously we've been able to, you know, still build bonds for, virtually, but being, not being able to see our clients face-to-face, our staff face-to-face, it's just really helped me appreciate them even more. And I certainly appreciate them, but even more so now. And so I think just putting things in perspective as well is going to be a big thing. I also think that if I told our team this, if we can get through these tough 8 weeks, 12 weeks, like anything else that we are faced with down the road, like, it's not that it's going to feel easy or be easy, but we know that if we were able to overcome this, we can overcome anything. So I think just a sense of confidence from not just me now as a leader, but from all of our staff is going to be huge. And I think that the opportunity with this whole virtual thing is going to be a huge play for us, because I definitely, if we're going to do some type of hybrid model where we're going to be doing, you know, in studio training and then virtual training as well. And just to think about the massive reach that we can have, because whether our clients can't make it in the gym and so we can still service them online, or we can obviously reach people from all across the country, all across the world, and have a bigger impact and make more revenue. That's going to be a game changer for us as well.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely. So tell us, like, what do you see the family looking like, your life looking like in 6 months from now, you know, with the second little one along the way? You know, what are you working towards with your personal goals for your business and your family?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to, it's going to be changed a lot, because, you know, right now with one kid, you know, I can still kind of go out and Britt, my wife, can watch Bleece and I can go get things done. But now obviously we're going to have two kids. It's going to definitely be a lot more of a tag team effort. So I'm going to have to be even more structured in my day to make sure that I can, you know, be laser focused when I'm working, and I can get all that done. And that way I can be home, be way more present with my growing family now. That's one thing that I've just really been planning for, and making sure that I am super, super focused and very structured, obviously following, you know, your formula, Craig. I also am excited about continuing to grow our business, because I want to be able to go on more vacations, right? I want to be able to spend more time with our family, step away from the business even more, and know that everything is running smoothly based off our team development, our systems, and just leading from the top and continuing to step away from the day-to-day operations that I know is not my area of genius and my area of where I should be focusing on each day.
Do you see yourself opening any new businesses in the future? Do you see yourself continuing in this industry, or do you see yourself just going to, you know, grow the leaders in our business? What are you excited for, like, 5 years down the road?
No, it's a great question. It's something actually that Britt and I were talking about just a couple weeks ago. Is like, what is we gonna look like in 5 years? And I don't know exactly what it's gonna look like. I love the fitness industry, but more than anything, I love helping people. And I don't know, there's so many different ways that you can help people in this world. And so whether it's, you know, through continuing the coaching with you, Craig, whether it's, I don't know about opening up more locations right now. I think I'm happy where we're at within the fitness industry. But I also know that God has greater things for me, and there's more of an impact that I am destined to make. I don't know exactly what that looks like right now, but I know that there's bigger and there's better things for me. And so I just want to continue to inspire others and to lead by example.
Absolutely love it, man. I'm so grateful that we connected about 10 years ago, and that you've been in my world since then, business partner for a long, long time. And I look forward to partnering up with you and learning from you for a long, long time. So thank you so much, Daniel.
Thanks, Craig. It's been an honor to be on with you.
Hey, actually, one last question. What are the parting words that you want to share with entrepreneurs around the world? And we do have a very global audience. What would you like to, you know, just think about this one sentence you want to tell people right now, like, and that might go for their families too. But if you could just say to them something to keep their spirits up and their energy and persistence going, what would you say?
Oh man, on the spot, Craig.
Yeah, I know, man.
I love what we've been saying. I think the one recap I would say is lean in to adversity and take decisive action. I mean, if I had to sum it up simply, that's what I would say. Lean into adversity and take decisive action.
Absolutely love it, my man. Thank you so much. So, Daniel, we have our Fit Body Boot Camps in Mount Pleasant and Greenville, South Carolina. And you're a hard guy to find on the internet. So if anybody wants to ask Daniel questions, just send them to me at support@earlytorise.com or hit me up on Instagram at realcraigvalentine.com. Daniel, thanks again, my friend.
Thanks, Craig, buddy. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. So everybody, thank you for listening. Head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star ranking and review. Let us know what you thought of this message for reopening your business through the COVID times and the leadership that you need to have keep going. And if you're like Daniel and you want to get coaching from me, go to craigvalentine.com, fill out the application, would love to learn more. And we're going to help you go and grow and support you during the troubled times to get you to the amazing times in the future. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back with another episode of Early to Rise Radio next week. Can't wait to hear from you soon.